In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's Mass is that of fourth Sunday after Epiphany, because on Sunday we had the Mass of St. Francis de Sales, the patron of our archdiocese. We didn't have the Sunday Mass, so therefore this Mass is resumed today. Today is also First Friday, and after Mass and Benediction, you can come to the communion rail to receive the blessing of the throats in honor of the Feast of St. Blaise. In the epistle of today's resumed Mass, St. Paul speaks to us of his favorite theme, that is, love. Children, when you grow up, you will have many obligations in life. You have to work, you need to pay taxes, raise your family, taking care of yourself and your duties, and all kind of stuff which the grown-ups have to do on a daily basis. But you also need to remember that after fulfilling your duties in the state, there still remains much to do. You should work and pay your taxes too, but in life you also have a higher obligation. And that higher obligation is to love each other as God has loved you. You have no greater obligation in this life than show love and charity to your fellow man. And that was why Jesus was born into this world, so that he could make the love of God manifest to all people, so that let them know that there is redemption, there is forgiveness of sins, if you just forget yourself, deny yourself, and love God and your neighbor from all your heart. Jesus suffered horribly on the cross to make this message of God very clear to us. And after fulfilling our duties in life, we have to also fulfill our duties to God and to our neighbor. And make no mistake about it, children, when you, in your life as a Catholic, it is absolutely necessary to love your neighbor, to forgive injuries you have received, and forget all the quarrels and hatred when you deal with your fellow men. And this is something which the world, which speaks so much about human rights and rights of man, so often forgets. Mankind is supposedly held in such a great esteem by world, but so often the true dignity, that is charity and love of God and neighbor, is forgotten. There was once this comic strip from Peanuts where Lucy was mocking her brother Linus for wanting to be a doctor, saying he would never be one because he does not love mankind. And Linus answered, "I love mankind, it's people I can't stand." This is so often the attitude of the world. But a Catholic cannot think like Linus. It is truly impossible to love mankind, because that would be like loving motherhood without actually loving your mother. No, God has told us to love our neighbor, that is, all men, even those who we don't like. Because if God would have started to choose for whom he sent Jesus to be crucified, Jesus would not have been crucified at all, and we would all have been judged to eternal death because of our sins. But because God loved every single human being, he wanted also every single man to be saved. And that's why Jesus suffered so much and died on the cross, so that all who do ask pardon from their sins and ask to become God's children, they would be heard and they would get to heaven instead of being punished forever in hell. And today is also the feast day of great saint, Saint Blaise in Sebasti, Armenia, where he was a bishop. Like Linus, Saint Blaise also wanted to become a doctor, and in his profession he saw so much miseries of life and the emptiness of worldly pleasures, and how cruelly and indifferently the people treated each other. So after seeing all this, Saint Blaise decided to spend the rest of his life serving Jesus, who had done so much serving and torturing and dying on the cross for him and all men. So instead of becoming or remaining the doctor of bodies, Saint Blaise became a doctor of souls. He became so popular in his hometown, Sebaste, so that when the bishop died, the people wanted Blaise to become the new bishop. Since people knew he had been a doctor, they came from near and far to ask cure both for their bodies and for their souls. But then the persecution started, and Saint Blaise was rushed to prison. While the guards were taking him to prison, he met yet another person pleading for his help. This was a mother whose only child was dying of a throat disease. She threw herself with the child in her arms at the feet of the saint and begged him to cure the child. Touched at her grief, Saint Blaise prayed for the child, who was then immediately cured. So ever since that time, Saint Blaise has been invoked especially against throat troubles. Saint Blaise was ordered then to worship the false idols of Rome, but he refused, and he was the first scourged, then tortured, and finally beheaded, and this happened in the year 316. Dear children, Saint Blaise, who was truly a great doctor of bodies, he was even more great in being the doctor of souls. And that is what every priest does. He preaches to people, gives them sacraments so that their souls might be healed. So no matter how well you do in your life, children, remember always your duty to God Almighty in heaven and to your neighbor on this earth who might be in need of your help. Stay good and humble and obedient in this life, and pray for all of your friends and relatives so that they all might know how good God has been, not only to mankind in general in creating it, but to every single man and woman and child on earth, because he has given all of them a chance to become repentant from their sins, to become new creations in Jesus, and finally to become saints in heaven, together with Holy Mary, Saint Blaise, and all those countless number of souls who have been receiving this good and graceful gift of God Almighty. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.